Moms, dads, all the caregivers out there, how did day one go of coaching your kids? Was it a case of cracking the whip? Was it a case of getting them in line? I hope no beatings were given, or scoldings for that matter. I hope that kids were conscientious today. Mine was up before me today, I have to concede, and was very, very, she was conscientious about how she went about it. Sorted her own breakfast out this morning, was clean and ready to go when I came. By the time I got down, she'd already completed history.
Wunderbar.
Yes.
I, were you like that as well?
No.
As
a, well, yes, I was, actually. Her father wasn't. But
wow. Let's just sneak it in
but,
while
we're But it's
it.
Day one, so we pray it will last.
They are our children. Mm-hmm. And we have to spend time with them. Mm-hmm. and enjoy this, you know, these beautiful creations that at some point we used to call bundles of joy.
Yes, at some remember, point when they were very small.
Do we remember those moments when we called them cute and we showed them off to the world and, you know, we told them how much we loved them and stuff like
back
that.
Back when they were still in nappies.
When they were still in nappies. Yes. So those are the very same people that we must now live with. So let's enjoy it. Let's embrace it.
So, I mean, how much have you embraced the first process of actually getting them to sit down and do that? Their academic work today? And I think it might have been a challenge for quite a number of students. And there were schools that are very fortunate to be quite technologically advanced. So I think they were able to get the information out to parents and to students in time and say, here's your work, get on with it. Mm. Not so for all schools and all students. It's been quite tricky for some of them. And some parents have just not known what to do with their kids. And so we thought we'd bring into the conversation the chief marketing officer at Valentia Institute, Bradley Elliott. And Bradley is with us just to give us a sense of what one can do using the tool that they provide, a new global online education space that they say is there to offer South African learners a highly engaging and socially rich learning experience. And they say they've got tutors and mentors on board to actually enrich that experience. So Bradley, good evening to you and thank you for being with us. Give me a sense I think many people will be quite delighted to hear that there are some tools, there's some guidance for those of them who don't know exactly how to guide their children at this point. What are you able to offer, Bradley?
Yeah, so I think, well, Valentia Institute is a global private online high school. So we are a fully fledged online high school. We currently offer the British curriculum. So in terms of short courses or us being seen as a short-term educational platform, that is not something we are. But we can definitely give you a lot of guidance on this unique situation we find ourselves in. What a time to be alive. So, I think the main thing from our side and the main learnings we've got is we're very fortunate to have Professor Robert Liu, who is a Harvard professor as our chancellor, and he actually developed Harvard X, which is their entire online offering.
Right.
And he brought a lot of those principles into our learning experience.
So I was just going from a practical point of view. I mean, I'm sure you're quite aware of how subjects are divided up in at school level here, particularly high school level in South Africa. Are they divided into those areas in terms of the learning material you're able to provide?
We obviously offer many of the same subjects that are offered in South Africa. In fact, pretty much all of them. The only difference is that we're on a British curriculum as opposed to a CAPS curriculum. But in terms of practicality and I think maybe helping some of the parents get their heads around facilitating like online learning and academics during this sort of social isolation period, I think the most important thing is really setting a schedule for your children. So making sure that they get up in the morning at a very similar time that they did when they went to traditional school, that they eat breakfast at the same time, that they sit down, that they get dressed properly, they're not sitting in their pajamas the whole day, and that they actually have a very scheduled approach to their work, much like they would if they were at a traditional school following a timetable.
Right.
And that also includes things like breaks, recreational time, going out, getting some fresh air, all those sorts of things. So, I mean, from a practical advice point of view, that's something we could offer right now, it's just a point of advice. But in terms of our offering, we do have a for better lack of a term, a coronavirus intake that we've opened up
right.
that allows students to join us for a period of 3 months.
Yes.
At a significantly, obviously, reduced fee structure, because we're obviously trying to make a social impact here as well.
Right. What does that actually cost, Bradley?
It might get tricky.
Yeah, if you'd like to join for 3 months, what does it cost?
So that would be roughly between $800 to $1,000 for 3 months. So roughly between $4,000 to $5,000 per month for 3 months.
You know, some may say that's quite pricey, particularly for South African students.
Sure. Listen, I think the big difference is that schools are currently scrambling. As you mentioned, there's some schools that are quite technologically advanced and have managed to roll out sort of, let's call them stopgap online learning solutions in the form of some online learning material and telling children to self-pace. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's probably a good short-term interim solution. I think where our difference comes in is that we actually have got teachers who are very well versed and practiced in online teaching methods. They actually take live classes every day. Your child will get a mentor to support them through this transition. So there's a very high human touch. We understand that technology is just an enabler. It's not the solution. You still need to have a huge amount of social interaction delivered through, let's call it tech enablement.
And if people are interested, how can they get hold of you, Bradley?
They can visit our website at www.valentiainstitute.com.
All right, great. Thank you for speaking to us this evening. Great. Bradley Elliott, Chief Marketing Officer at Valentia Institute.